I wanted to talk to you before I left.
Where are you going? I tried to sound as calm as he.
To Peru. The Queen's orders.
Still working on your, database? I knew almost nothing about computers, but Bill had studied hard to make himself computer literate.
Yes, I've got a little more research to do. A very old vampire in Lima has a great fund of knowledge about those of our race on his continent, and I have an appointment to confer with him. I'll do some sightseeing while I'm down there.
I fought the urge to offer Bill a bottle of synthetic blood, which would have been the hospitable thing to do. Have a seat, I said curtly, and nodded at the sofa. I sat on the edge of the old recliner, catty-cornered to it. Then a silence fell, a silence that made me even more conscious of how unhappy I was. How's Bubba? I asked finally.
He's in New Orleans right now, Bill said. The Queen likes to keep him around from time to time, and he was so visible here over the last month that it seemed like a good idea to take him elsewhere. He'll be back soon.
You'd recognize Bubba if you saw him. Everyone knows his face. But he hadn't been brought over too successfully. Probably the morgue attendant, who happened to be a vampire, should have